Afternoon peeps. Right, I have got to... I'm on a mission here. My mission, should I choose to accept it, is to go around to Chris's flat and wind his two grandfather clocks for him, which I promised I would do. So I'm going to go around and do that, and I thought I'd do a boo. Just because it's a Sunday and because I can. Really? Just because I can. And it smuggles. Yeah. Ooh, yeah, because I can, isn't it? Hello. Good boy. Kate, where are you, Mrs? Kate? Where is Kate? 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 I appear to have lost my dog. I think. Kate, where are you? Oh, it's all right, sweetie. Stay up there. Good girl. It's all right, Kate. Oh, no, she's going to come down. I didn't really want her to. I'll be a minute, sweetie. I'm just coming out to Chris's to wind the clocks up. Back in a couple of minutes. Good girl. Be a minute. No, Sam, we need to unlock your door before you take the key out. That does help. Right. This is going to feel really weird. Now, be a minute, Kate. Good girl. It's not a very nice day out here, guys. It's quite breezy, actually. Chris's key. She's on my key ring. I just gotta. There it is. Right. Right. Off we go. I said I'd wind them up. So I better go and do it. It's not cold, but it's not as nice as it has been. Okay. We are here. It's going to feel weird going in here. And Chris isn't around. I expect him to say hello, my dear, as I come in. But of course, he's not going to because he ain't here. So. Feels a bit wrong, if that makes sense. As if I shouldn't be here. Oh, post. I better pick that up for and put it somewhere. Post. One letter. I will put it on the kitchen table, I think. Remember to tell him that I've done so. Fridge whirring away. Yet this feels weird, guys. Now then. How many clocks are running in here? Oh, I don't know because the living room door shut. Oh, we've got a few going. Mel is running. That's the one grandfather clock that I have to wind up. Oh, they've put a rug there now, have they? Okay. Chris's mum and dad came in the other day to tidy up a bit for him, and they've put a rug. So I wasn't expecting it to be there. That's why I kind of went, ooh. Oh, the wall clocks are still running. But he's told me not to worry about those, so I won't. I will leave those for him to sort out. Right, let's start with the smaller of the two clocks, I think. Oh, the cuckoo's still going. I might wind her, actually. Yeah, I might do. I might wind the 8-day cuckoo up for him as well. Ah, yes. Let's do her first. Sorry, we always call clocks either him or her, depending on... Yeah, very silly, I know, but it's just what we do. Right, let's wind this big girl up here. Quite a nice clock, this. When he first got it, I was a bit sort of like, oh no. But actually, it is quite a nice clock. Big weights on this old thing. Wound back up, just as well. Right, let's do you, Mrs. And this is... Oh, I can't do you because the fan is in the way. That's better. No, it isn't. So these are... All the clocks I'm winding today are chain-driven. So they're weight-driven, so... Oh, sorry, Mrs. I didn't mean to do that. Oh, I probably silenced you now. I'm terrible for doing that with you. Shining, Mrs. Knowing me, probably. I'm terrible for doing that with you. Weight number three. One weight drives the actual pendulum, the time. One weight drives the melody, as in the Westminster melody. The sort of the tune, as it were, and the other one drives the strike, the hour strike. That's you done, Mrs. Now I have to find the crank that winds the big one, because that is you don't pull that when you use a crank for that. And he did tell me where it was. It's in the tub, which I have the tin, which I have to find. Question is, I'm not sure where the tin is. So a bit of looking around here. Aha! Tin of clock keys. And there is said winder. I love winding this thing. Still be able to hear me. There's not much going on in here, so we should be all right. Right. Now then, you. I hope I can get to you to wind your... Oh, where's your key? This is... the other way. Maybe I was wrong. Losing the plot, I think. I'm losing the plot. Now, are you going to let me wind you up? I like this clock. It's got feeling numbers. Yes, you are. Well done. And you wind this till you put the crank in and wind it to the left. It's a very satisfying sound, it's very light as well. We need some winding, Missy. The middle one. Now, I've got to change your chime, and I can't remember, I can never remember this, which way he said I've got to go. I think it's one down. Sure it is. Yes. I think it is. That's her locked back up again. I think I'll wait until 1:30 so that I can make sure they're all striking when they should. Let's put this crank back before I forget and leave it somewhere stupid, and then neither of us can find it, which wouldn't be good. Right. There we are, that's that done. Right. Like I said, I'm just going to wait for minutes. Do my phone. There it is. I shall sit down and wait, I think. And we will see what the clocks do at what times. So if any of them need timing up, I don't know. I'm hoping I haven't silenced the smaller of the two grandfathers, because I'm terrible for it. There's little sort of metal rods that you push, and you've only got to knock them, and it silences the clock. And I've managed to do it a couple of times. And then we think it's broken, and it turns out it isn't. It's just been inadvertently silenced. So I'm hoping I ain't done it. Sounds quite nice with only a few clocks running, actually. Two over there having a competition with one another. I'm surprised that cuckoo was still running, because it's an 8 day, but it only just makes 8 days usually, but it was still going. And of course, this is like waiting for paint to dry, isn't it? Yes, it is. I've got nothing interesting to talk about while I'm waiting, folks, I'm afraid. So it's just going to be waffle and ticking clocks. that sound nice, though? Well, I think it does, anyway. It's very soothing. It does feel weird being an E, though, on my own now. It feels kind of a bit wrong, really. Very strange. And although these flats are very similar, you know, similar sort of shape, they both feel very, very different. They do, they really do feel different. Different characteristics, I suppose. Different things going on, and I'm aware that this boo is probably getting increasingly boring, and you've probably all stopped listening by now, which is absolutely fine. Never believe 5 minutes or so could take so long, would you? Let's see what time my watch says. Well, my watch now says 5:30. So, I'm going to start checking clocks here. Because I know my watch is right. So I think these need a bit of timing up. I don't know whether I can reach... Oh! That's a battery wall clock. So that one don't matter. I'm going to have a look at this grandfather first and hope to God I haven't stopped it. Silenced it. I haven't stopped it. But have I silenced you? No. Marvellous. Now, are you going to cuckoo for me? You're a little bit slow. Just going to turn you round. Oh! Ah, and I did put the big grandfather on the right chime. It is on St. Michael, which is where it should be, which is good. And the reason that cuckoo sounded very ill when it first started and went, was because it had obviously, it was obviously mid-cuckoo when it stopped, because the cuckoo weight runs down before the time does. So that's why it did what it did. Anyway, folks, I'm going to stop this long boo now, and I will send it and hope you all enjoy it, and I will speak to you all later.